Listen, episode 135, we are in the building. Headshot. Episode 135, we are in the building. Before we go further, please make sure you like, share, comment, subscribe. The roof is, we are here, we are in the building. And this is one of them ones, man. I feel like this is the teaser before we go straight into like the main event of the main link up. Of where the Avengers, when we assemble the Avengers together. This is literally it. But yeah, man, before we go further, Christopher Capo, I'm in the building. You know the vibe. Gang.
Capo.
Grey Hoodie Steph, I'm in the building.
Beloved.
You gon' love it.
Listen, this is someone that I say.
Home team, but first of all, this is home team.
100% home
this
team.
This is home team.
Home team, 100%. When you talk about someone that you compare how easy took over from his class,
making noise, and made so much noise,
and went to that next level.
That's big stuff.
When you talk about someone who let it be known from the get go that he is one of them,
he gets it.
And not only did he, I say, restore the feeling back in battle rap, and
he restored the feeling, bro.
He restored the feeling. The ends.
Yeah, to battle rap as well.
He was the missing piece to the puzzle, I would say, of what the UK battle rap scene was.
Along with the rest of the team, though. Big up the rest
100%.
Of the team.
100%. Big up the whole rest of the team every single time.
You, man, brought the energy back, bro.
This is someone that as soon as we heard so much about him off the jump and we said, he's one of them ones.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
That it came a point where we were having arguments and debates before we saw a full battle.
We were at the event. You had a one rounder, I think. The same day Tech battled Black T.
Yeah,
we were there, but we got there after your battle. But obviously, man, so heard much. Everyone talking about you. Actually watched you.
Mm-hmm.
Following on the event, the No Loose event where you battled Whispers.
Era versus Era.
Whispers, yeah.
Me
yeah,
and Fly
yeah,
were there. And obviously, we know what happened, didn't it?
This is one of my favorites, man. There's two guys in the UK battle rap that I'm biased for. Mulk. And this guy as well. RX Southside is in the building.
No, love for that, my bros, man. Love for that. Listen, that intro was crazy.
When I tell you, that, man. I remember last time you linked up, it was the Prem battle. The Prem event, sorry.
Oh, yeah.
It's where Bizzo battled Jazz. Yeah. And the first thing I said to him is, you know you're the fucking guy, right? Yeah. That's all I said off the jump was, you know you're the fucking guy, right?
Yeah, facts.
When man is a fan and will let it be known that, you know what, you are one of the coldest.
No, I appreciate
it. RX, man. So, before we go further, Southside.
Southside. Shout out to Faru in the building as well.
Shout out to the whole team every single time. Shout out to I Am Battle Culture as well.
Yeah, come on, every time, man.
You guys recently just dropped the Anderson Burris episode.
Yeah. Fine.
Episode 10, I believe that was.
Yeah. Go check that out if you haven't seen it.
Please,
subscribe. Subscribe. All the information is going to be down there. Make sure you subscribe to the dogs there.
Heavy.
How you feeling, man?
I'm good, man. I'm this is mad love. Like you lot doing this for me. This is mad love still. Like a lot of people don't recognize the thing that's going on. And it's like for you, man, to reach out and be like, yo,
bro. I'll be real. Everyone recognizes, bro.
I know a lot of people like they're trying to feed off that intimidation.
They're like, I wanna
interview him, I wanna speak to him, but I don't know. Like, I don't know. Do you know what I mean? But you lot, you know, that's mad love. You lot are my people anyway.
You know why they say that as well, man. We're gonna dub T battle, bro. Gave him the Hulk Hogan tree, bro.
On a mad thing, like, on a mad thing. But yeah, no, I appreciate that, man. I appreciate the reach out, man, like, for real.
Do you know what?
I remember pulling up, man.
I remember the first time I was speaking to the man them about it, and I saw randomly, because obviously Dope, that's my peoples every single time. Shout out to Dope. And I remember when Jazz was down in the summer, she said, oh, she's got an interview to do.
Yeah.
I was thinking, oh, who else is she going to do the interview with?
Yeah.
And I saw Yuzlot's episode, and I was like, these man get it. Then from there I was like, yo, I'm a fan regardless. Yeah. To a point of where when there was the hiatus similar to us, I'm thinking, where's the episodes, man? We're not doing it, so I'm expecting you man to do it.
And that's why we kind of started a thing, because like you man have already set that blueprint to say, yeah, you're talking battle rap. We don't want them to feel like there's only like five man I'm talking about.
Yeah.
There's doors for everyone. Like hopefully when we do it, you lot do it, there's another 20 that are going to come through and do it. You know what I mean?
And that was the thing as well, where man never wanted to try and seem as quote unquote gatekeepers as, oh, it's our thing, only we can do it. No, it's like, yo, pick these man up. That's why anytime I see retweet, repost, facts, anything facts, that's going on.
We're the same still.
We're fan of Usman's exactly team, bro.
And that's what I'm saying. I feel like that's important because a lot of people try to paint a narrative to say, is it them against them? Is it? It's not that. Like, it's weird, immediately bro. Not that. You know what I mean? We're even trying to plan something on the works or whatever we're trying to do. So what you lot are trying to paint or what you lot are thinking is not that. Like,
never.
Cool,
sense,
like, never. Do you know what I mean?
And but on top of that as well, you men have got battlers, B.
We just got niggas that be talking, fam. We just niggas that be talking, bro.
Shit, bro. Love is love. Let's talk about the battles. Most importantly, man, our side. South side, no loose chat.
Our side, May the 19th, rude boy.
Yeah, facts. Make sure you get your tickets.
Get your tickets.
Crazy. Get your tickets for that. Definitely. It's going to be one of those ones.
Yeah.
Rufus will be in the building as well.
Fendi.
Not if everyone Rufus will, but will be in the building, man. Fendi. Trust me.
I want to ask this question. What made you say it's time that we now make a card?
Good question. I feel like, to be fair, it's more of battles that not only that we wanted to see, because like, everyone knows when it's a battle that you want to see, it's not in your control.
Of course.
You know what I mean? It's like, all right, cool. I want you two to battle. When are you two going to battle? But it's not really up to us. It's up to like the owners, it's up to league, it's up to... So coming together as like fans or like battlers and being able to create our own card that we want to see and we think people want to see is crazy. So it's just simple. It's just battles that we wanted to see and we just literally made it happen. But obviously we don't have enough power to kind of do that ourselves. That's why we went to who we think's best, and that's NLC.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
It makes sense.
We've been
though.
Fucking with them. That's my home league. Like we've been, so it makes sense. Do you know? And plus, we're like family to them. It's not even battle rap shit. We speak every day about different shit.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, doing it with NLC just made so much sense because they've already got the platform there. Mm-hmm. Why would we try and do our own path and start from scratch? It's not a bad thing. Do you know what I mean? But they've already been established. They're there. Everyone knows them. So working together made sense. Like, it made so much sense. Fire card, man. Fire
definitely.
Card.
Definitely so one of those
you
ones.
Not being on the card, is it calculated?
How do you know I'm not on the card?
That's what I said. Is it calculated? For me to say. Like,
yeah.
I love that response.
No, but,
I love that response.
Me not being seen on the card, like my name not on the card.
Was that calculated?
I feel like if I am on the card, like as a surprise battle or whatever, well, if I am, then it'll build up more tension for the card. Do you know what I mean? Because like, Southside card, he's got to be there. So it might add a few members to pull up to the event and try that. But even if I'm not, I still feel like the role that I'm doing and the role everyone else is doing is still fire regardless without me.
Yeah, you got some of the team on there.
Yeah, yeah, some of the, KMD's on there. As well as other battlers that are, like Tech and Moke, it's crazy. Bro.
Yeah, facts.
Well, I don't know if you probably get into that, but that's that there.
Yes, yeah, it's definitely
it's one of them ones.
You know what's crazy? We spoke about that on an episode a few months back where we spoke about that.
Tech and Moke.
Saying that we wanted that battle.
I swear. Because
remember, we spoke about UK battles that we wanted to see. And I remember saying Tech and Moke, that it's time. Yeah. I said it's time.
Nice time. That's going to be crazy. Quick question. That. Who you lot got for that?
I got Moke.
We getting there already?
Oh, shit.
No. Yeah. I don't mind.
I got Moke.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I got Tech though.
Oh shit! Okay, you're both on different.
We're not betting on this one. I beg.
No.
So why do you have Moke and why do you have Tech?
All right, I have Moke on this because I feel like one, he's got a point to prove. Most important.
Wait, who?
It's my guy as well. I'm biased, man. Come on.
I feel like Tech always has a point to prove on No Loose.
Tech always has a point to prove.
But as he has,
Let's be honest. With NLC, if you look at that, you look at besides from now, where you'll say RX now is the main person of where you are. I would say No Loose Chat is your stomping ground.
Yeah, to be fair.
Tech was the original one of where No Loose Chat was his stomping ground.
Facts. Mm-hmm. Facts.
And on there, has he really lost the battle? Mm. Badly?
No, not badly.
On
No
Loose Chat?
No, not badly.
You could say the only debatable that he really had was what? Him and Tally?
You know what,
I would say
in the building, I felt like him and MK was kind of debatable in the building.
Yeah.
I haven't watched that back since.
Yeah.
But in the building, I don't think I had a clear winner.
Yeah.
Because one of the text runs were quite short, weren't they?
Yeah, I think it was
MK surprised me in that battle.
Yeah, he surprised a lot.
I knew MK was cold, but I never knew he was that cold.
No, MK is a different.
I never knew he was that cold.
He's different.
Because remember, we used to always have the debate of who's the better battler, and I used to always say RX is the better battler.
Oh, what
but
event?
MK is the yeah, you were there, bro. It was.
I remember the event. It was where I know Black T had a surprise battle. It was where
Slimbuck battled I Kid. Slimbuck battled I Kid. Yeah.
Forgot what it's called, but yeah, I know what
yeah,
you're talking
about.
Capo, and a few other men arguing about who's better at
you
and MK. Yeah. And Tech had LL Cool J on that card.
Yes. And yeah, we were debating about that for time, and I said, MK's a better rapper, but I said, RX overall.
I feel like with that situation, like a lot of people are coming to us like, hey, MK's different. Like, because I know him not how you lot know him, you know what I mean? So I've heard stuff, I've seen his performances, and he's crazy. Like, he's crazy. Like, I wouldn't even verse him, bro. Like, I'm going to be real. I wouldn't verse MK. That's how crazy he is, bro. Like, he's talented. He can freestyle on the spot. He can write quick. He knows how to walk you down. He knows how to... Like, I've always said, me and him, if we can swap attributes or skills, the whole thing is done. Like, if I can take his build-ups and he's, like... character,
yeah,
and he takes it's my punch finishing and my performance, we're the exact same.
As a two on two, they are the most complete.
Brother, man said, I'll strangle you till I run out of breath.
I run out.
I don't even remember who he said that.
That caveman. Yeah.
Have you watched that?
MK is crazy.
I haven't seen it.
Tech, he said horizontally through the door. Like, he's just he's a little gremlin.
Grab my shoulder when he said that. Off me, bro.
He's a devil still. Like that. He's a different breed.
But yeah, I feel like with this one, going back to Tech and Moke, I feel like Moke has definitely got something to prove now, because a lot of people have been saying that the last few, they have him as losing.
Yeah.
There's quite a few of his recent battles that quite a few people have him losing. And I feel, especially amongst his class, he's got a lot to prove. Where
when you
look at him versus Black T, that was only one round, and it was so early in their career, so you can't really say so.
Yeah.
Him and Georgie Roots, which I think he won that battle, that a lot of people gave it to Georgie Roots. That's what the majority of people had it. Then even down to
Tony, I think he had Tony D.
Tony D as well, where he was good performance, but Tony D was just
Tony walked him down.
Yeah. Tony's Tony.
And just schooled him and everything. You feel me? Bro. So I feel like now you're looking at it thinking, even down towards all of you guys that have done the eye battle, he made probably the least impact.
Yeah.
Out of everyone else.
Yeah, yeah, facts.
You feel me? So it's like now he's looking at thinking, I've got something to prove, where my peers are actually going, and my peers have been busy compared to me.
Let me just play devil's advocate with you for a second, I agree with everything you said, but is Tech the person you choose on No Loose Chat to make an example of?
Yes.
Really?
Sometimes, you see me, it's like this. I understand with some people where they feel like, oh, when you're swimming, you've got to start off on a shallow end. Sometimes, fuck it, go right into the deep
and learn. You know what it is? It's like going bin and saying, who's the baddest you in here?
Yeah, facts. Just got to go in there, you've got to snuff him. You just have to, even if you lose, man, them will respect you and say, you know what, you've got heart.
But I feel like it's still not clear though. With that NLC situation, I feel like the name is not as clear as it needs to be. Like, when you say NLC, you're saying that one name to represent. I personally don't think it's still clear. Like, no one's going to, like, full on chest, be like, NLC, the gatekeeper there is Tech.
Yeah.
The gatekeeper's Moke.
Yeah.
It's still not, it's still, it's a bit up. You'll mention their names in the conversation, but you won't stamp it, say, this is the number
it's
one
still
guy,
a great area, isn't it?
Yeah, it's still a great area. So I feel like this battle here between Tech and Moke, whoever wins that is definitely a step up. But like I said, it won't be for long anyway, because if I want to come outside, then I'm going to fuck up both of them.
You already know.
I've already,
you already know.
In fact,
I'm definitely.
We've already let it be known.
Especially if I know that I'm trying to, NLC, I'm trying to do that for myself. So,
do you feel like there's been a difference of battling on NLC compared to when you've done the short circuit on Prem?
I was going
to
ask that as well.
Yeah, 100%. I think it's just more down to the crowd. I think the only difference, everything else is pretty much the same. That is, even the crowd is to a certain extent, because like certain people are who you see at events anyway.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's rare you see new people, but in terms of the crowd, I'll say specifically the cultural difference. It's the cultural difference. Like, I feel like NLC, they have more of people I can relate to, more of people that grew up where I grew up, like you lot and that.
Of course.
You know what I mean? Whereas Prem now, I'm probably going to run into someone I would never conversate with or never run into, and I have to try and please you on the day with what I'm saying that you have no idea about. That's double the work.
I already have
to beat my man in front of me. Now I have to try and welcome you lot to my world.
Yeah.
And you battled in Manny as well, no?
I battled in Manny as well, yeah.
Who was it you battled in Manny? It was Veteran, the Gizmo.
Dub T was here, it was short circuit.
I battled on the UK title card. against Skiz. That was straight after I ripped Dub T's t-shirt. So I went over there. They were looking at me like, fam, we should snuff you right now, like type of thing. So it's like, boy, you better say something today or you're back in the deep end pools. Like, you know what I mean? So I was like, shit, I have to go Manny and do it. Fucking hell. Like, I have to go Manny and do that. You know what I'm saying? But
shout out Giz, done it. Man. That's done my guy.
Yeah, Giz is cool, man. Giz is cool.
When you wrote for that Prem audience, did you find yourself writing some form of material where you thought, nah, man, this isn't me, bro. Like, I scrap that. I'm not doing that. I'm just going to give it myself.
Nah, like any material that I've put out there, I believe in it 100%. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? I might tweak a few stuff that I might not be consistent with. Like, for example, like the jokes. Nothing's wrong with it, but I just won't. You hear me joke like one, like there and there, but I won't be consistent with jokes.
Yeah, to be in the category
where as a battler, you're a comedian. Nah, but other than that, everything that I've written, it's just like, yeah, this is me, and I'm never gonna change it.
Makes sense.
Like, I'll rather.
Yeah, I don't think you should.
Yeah, no, I'm never going. Like, I can't even change it because it's like, it's me. It's me. This is me. I'm not coming into character and trying to bully man out of nothing. Nah, this is me and what I'm saying. Mm. You know what I mean? So I'm never gonna change it. I'd rather take 50 losses before I change up my style. Like, I'm never gonna change it. If I have to lose with my style, I'll lose with it.
Do you know what it was? What I rated more than anything of how the whole Southside team just came through with that storm was like, it, as you said, it was equivalent to like dot mob.
Me and Fly said all the time, you man a dot mob, bro. You
man a dot mob. But literally with that as well, it was like, before, it was that breath of fresh air in the sense of where it's like, the man them, finally, this is what we, and it's not a gimmick.
Facts.
That's the thing is like, with these man know, and it's obviously, you know how ends is like, when you ask certain questions, facts. You know, man.
Facts.
Also, yeah.
That's right, there's no hiding.
You feel me? Like,
you can't just say, you're from da-da-da, and then talk about so-and-so in your raps, and then when it asks so-and-so, you're now in a sticky situation, you can't get out, because of raps. Don't mention my name in your raps, bro. So you got to be sure of, yo, if you're coming into this thing, and they do their background checks, or they ask you one, or even if you have that mutual where it's like, oh yeah, I know my man, it brings you closer to the battler, because I know someone that knows you, RX.
So it makes
you relate to me more.
Facts.
You know what I mean? Just one mutual friend, let alone a whole group. Facts. You know what I mean? It's crazy. Southside's crazy.
Do you know what's the funny thing was as well? I remember, funny enough, was when Jazz must have sent me your voiceover battle once that you done with her.
Oh yeah. She smokes me still.
Where, but the that Shoreditch bar.
Crazy. Yeah. Like, that was like, and that time when I battled Jazz, that was like, I wasn't doing nothing. Like, man, I was like, what? But I knew I must have said something right for her to accept it.
Yeah.
I just knew that because she had, I think, I forgot who she was battling at the time. I think day before me, she was writing for me, then she ripped for Geechee.
Yes.
I'm thinking to like us and the man, like, we're in the group chat, we're thinking, bro, she's writing for Geechee, she's writing for me at the same time. So I'm not saying it makes you feel special, but it's like, bro, you really want to kill me. She's investing. But before that, you can ask her as well. Before that, we used to like spar with each other in group chats and that battle rap. But I never expected it to go to like where I'm gonna stand opposite someone random and do three rounds or do two rounds or one round or whatever. Like, it's crazy. That's crazy still.
Let's go back into the R side card, because I feel like there's so many questions we have yet to even ask you regarding just yourself and your whole journey as well. We spoke about Tech versus Moke.
Have you got a battle of the night on this card?
Visuals and Craig G.
I was just about to get into that.
Visuals
one
and
well.
Craig G is my
you
personal
know Visual
battle,
is cold.
Champ for a reason.
Visual is cold.
Shout out to Viz. Viz is crazy.
Yeah.
He was meant to battle Funky D, you remember?
I'm glad he didn't.
He was going to.
I'm glad he
that
didn't.
That nigga would have got filet mignoned, bro. He would have got filet mignoned. From I remember when Funky was trying to clash Luna. From them times there. So he was trying to clash Luna. Then I think he called out Shotty. And Shotty was like, bro, there's no way. Like, then Visual, obviously, I think Visual just got pissed off one time. And was just like, bro, I'll do it. Yeah. Said straight out of it.
Still,
then he done the live stream and everything as well. Yeah, he would have got.
Visuals is the Irish gunman. He's
cold. Then boy, they'll just be drinking Guinness.
So well,
next minute.
Yeah. Well, he does translate so well.
But then again, who he's got is not no, like, do you know what I mean?
He's a new gunner. Cold, yeah.
Not no slouch,
innit? I don't know if you lot are familiar with him. A lot of people are not familiar with him.
I watched him in Black
Tea. Very cold.
Oh, yeah, shit. Yeah.
That was a good battle.
That was a very good battle. Were you in the building for that?
Nah, I had to wait till it come out, bro.
Oh, sorry, it was crazy, man.
I think that's one when I watched that yours.
Probably,
I think
probably still.
Yeah, I think I watched that yours still. Yeah. MK and TKE. Now, I've been hearing a lot about TKE Knots, right?
Yeah.
I've been seeing him a lot on the NLC, around the NLC channel and around the various events as well. I'm looking forward to this one because I feel like as if this was wrestling,
yeah,
I feel like this is, you call it for your Intercontinental Championship.
Okay, I get you.
Capo!
Them boy there. This is for your Intercontinental.
Yeah, like he just said it. Like, I feel like he had that in his pocket from time. He just wanted to say it today, like in his memo pad, quitting. Like that's how he moves. He tried to think, like he's thinking of a comparison. He always had it. That's fire, though.
Yeah, I see them two there, of where literally it's like they're almost there.
They're almost there,
but they're both dangerous.
Facts.
So dangerous at this point, bro. This battle, I'm looking at. That's the one I'm looking forward to.
So, would you bet on this one?
100% I'll go with MK.
Oh, then there's no point back.
Yeah, 100% I'll go with MK for that. 100% I'll go with MK.
Yeah, but I feel like TK is to let two Southside guys do that to him. I don't think he's going to allow it that easy.
He wants that kickback.
You know what I mean? Because he's thinking, like, all right, it's done his thing with me in that one rounder, but I can't let MK do this. But MK's here to say, MK's here to remind you that, nah, the same shit is going to happen. Like, what the fuck you mean? The same shit is going to happen and I'm going to show you. So it's a good one. It's a good one.
I'm looking forward to that store.
K Millie versus Pyro.
Wait, just quickly say, I'll say 2-1 though. I don't have no one getting 30 in that
To MK? Mm. Okay, yeah.
I don't have no one getting 30.
I'm not mad at that at all. I'm not mad at that at all.
I'll go with gentlemen's.
Wait, sorry. Just double back quickly. So the Moken Tech.
Moken Tech.
Oh, yeah. What did you?
Moken Tech. I've got that as a 2-1. I think Tech will take the first round.
Definitely.
And energy, you know?
Yeah. Definitely. And then Mulk second and third.
Second and third?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I think the third will be debatable.
Second as well. First and second.
Tech first and second, and you got Mulk second and
second
third.
Second and third, yeah.
Hey, I can't wait. I want to see which one of you is right, bro.
I feel like it's going to be club. But I think it's going to be debatable. I think it'd be a third round.
I think
debatable.
So. I can't talk too tough on it because I'm trying to get into like the promoter bag rather than like, yo, Tech is going to die, Mulk is going to die. So I kind of keep it close to my chest.
But you've got to be studying.
I think their styles are so different. Yeah. I would struggle to find it a debatable, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
someone's,
I know what you mean.
Someone's going to overpower someone somewhere.
Whether
it's, I don't know, Mulk's substance or it's going to be Tech's momentum. Someone's going to overstep
for me,
the other person.
He's like a poet. He's like a speaker. Exactly. He's more of a, you have to listen to me rather than watch me perform. Whereas Tech is a listener and a performer. You know, he's got the energy. 100. He's got out the gate. You know what I mean? So it's a good clash. It's a 100%. Good clash.
We've got K-Millie and Pyro.
Shout out to K-Millie.
Shout out K-Millie every single time, man.
Big up K-Millie, man.
I kind of know Pyro's history through, like, he does music, innit? Like the grime thing. And
yes. Mm-hmm.
He's cold.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it's not battle rap, but obviously you got K-Millie winning that, but it's a bloodbath. I told K-Millie, I was like, bro, this is not, it's not one of those ones, you know, you better be ready or you're gonna die.
And pressure as
Have
well.
Have you heard anything from K-Millie?
No, I haven't heard nothing from K-Millie. I told him, don't run me nothing. I always told him that. I don't hear that. Like Southside, I've only heard overall, I've heard maybe a round from MK. Nothing from K-Millie, nothing else from MK.
Right. Oh, wow.
Yeah, so a lot of people might think, because we're thinking he's probably ran him a few rounds,
I thought that was normal.
Nah, yeah, it could be, but it's more like, it's two ways, because I want them to do it so I can be like, yo, that's not really, I can guide them, do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And likewise, but I don't want to do it because I want the same feeling as everyone else.
And
also, let man find his feet, bro.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, you do that yourself. Feet, but when you do it and I'll correct your errors, that's different. So next time you can. But I want that same feeling as everyone else in the building. I don't want to react fake and it's like, oh, I've already heard that. I want the same feeling.
I was grabbing your t-shirt these times. You already
know. I'm ripping your t-shirt. And I have to be like, for what reason?
That's crazy. I've never heard that.
Crazy. I told you last night, bro. I'm also a battle rap fan, so I can't take that away from myself. I want to hear it as well. So yeah, I told him, don't run me that.
We've got Gas Buff
and Dazzy Talks. Ask me this. I wish you didn't ask me
I
this.
I like Dazzy Talks, you know.
I still haven't seen Dazzy Talks in BMF.
He is a cold battle. Cold battle. It's a cold battle still. It's a cold battle. It's a cold battle.
They're both my guys,
battle.
But if I'm being real, and I told both of them, I think it was like one sided to Dazzy.
Yeah.
BMF wasn't as prepared as he usually is.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
But that's not to take away that BMF is still not dangerous or Dazzy still not, but he did get caught slipping in that.
Dazzy was too comfortable in that room.
Oh yeah, 100%.
And the thing is, what I like with Dazzy is that Dazzy does his research.
Yeah.
He studied battle rap to a T.
Yeah.
That he studies it.
And he's a uni student, so he's got time.
Exactly.
Yeah, does he?
I was a vlogger before, wasn't
he? He was a vlogger, yeah. He's a vlogger as well. Footballer, uni student. So he's
got time, bro. Yeah. Them boy, they got time, bro. Them boy, they were probably drawing Sidemen later on, bro.
Facts.
You know, like that, bro. Facts.
Oh, we should have asked me that, though.
Angles for their material.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
yeah.
Credit me for that shit.
Crazy.
I mean,
shout out to Dazzy, though. Crazy battle. That's a battle. I'm not going to say my answer. Because I don't want to be that, I'm in my promoter bag. But even, I'm being real, even myself, to get a decision in my head and keep it to myself, I still can't do that with that battle.
Mm-hmm.
I can't. I don't know. Part of me is slightly saying Dazzy, but it's because I'm more of a fan of Dazzy's material than Gaspar's material.
That's the only reason
why I'm saying Dazzy. So it's preference.
With Gaspar, is this his second time in NLC?
First ever.
Is it first?
Yeah.
He's usually just been on Prem.
Yeah. Okay. A lot of, I think, four men on the card, first time ever.
Okay.
Even Mork, he ain't been in like 4 years.
He hasn't been
there. 4 years?
I think his last one was Error vs. Error.
Yeah.
Was Rivers?
Even longer than that, yeah.
I think Rivers was his last
time. So whenever that was his last time. I think that's over 4 years, no?
Yeah.
I was still going to
tech in
it, but he hasn't
got
to prove.
No, facts.
And that NLC room is different.
It's different, bro.
It's different.
It's like how we're speaking to each other now. But you know what I mean? Different. He's different.
It's different when you're in those close type rooms. When you're smelling the aromas of weed and Magnum.
Yeah, all
and,
of that. Yeah.
Where you're meant to battle all at 12 o'clock and it starts at 4:45.
You're seeing hoodies. Man, I'm already. You're almost thinking, fam, I'm going to get jumped at some point.
Yeah, facts.
It's crazy. But that's why you always, like, as a battle, I'll never let the crowd control. I'll always control the crowd. The crowd will control. Because they control me, I've lost the battle.
100%. Last but not least, we've got Caveman and Kingsley Thunder as well.
Fire battle.
Kingsley Thunder is... Was he on the trials for NLC? I feel like as if I've seen him before.
Him as well, first time. Prem.
Prem, okay.
Yeah, he's a Prem battle. Yeah. First time over here.
I'm looking forward to those battles as well, to be fair with you. I am definitely looking forward to it.
Yeah.
I think with this, it's going to be hard for you because you're probably going to be studying so many people in that room knowing your potential opponent for me or someone from South Side.
Facts. 100%. 100%. As well as just promoting or watching battles, enjoying it. I'm studying, bro. When it's time to fuck you up, I want to make sure I got everything right.
I can tell you're a student in the game.
Yeah, especially because when you meet someone that's like where I'm from or how I am and they can talk at the same time, you're in trouble, bro.
Facts.
You're in trouble. Because let's be real, a lot of man from ends or whatever you want to call them, they can speak, but it's in a certain way. When you meet them ones that are smart with it, they can talk with it, you're not twining those ones. You're in trouble. I'm one of those.
It reminds me of, remember when man would kick ball and you'll have the person before you even see them kick ball, they'll be like, listen, I'm going to move to you. I hope you know I'm going to move to you. Then they'll come. They'll come late to goals or to wherever.
Facts.
And they'll just move to you all over the place to a point you're thinking, brother, how and why am I playing?
Cage ballers.
Facts. Since we are speaking about animosity to some extent and battlers that you do want to fuck up, pause.
You said the pause police.
You're good.
Black T.
Yeah, fuck that nigga, man. That's how we started. Fuck that nigga, man.
Shit like that.
How and where and why has this?
Where did this start?
Why has it started?
Do you know what it is? Black T, he just thinks he's, how can I put this? He just thinks he's above everyone else that he's not above, if that makes sense. He would look at me, for example, and feel like it's a walkthrough.
Yeah.
And that's where the disrespect comes in.
Do you get it?
At the same event, when he battled Tech, He was chatting shit to me, bro.
Like, you know what I mean? It's like, you're trying to downplay. First of all, he's talking like he's even big dog in this thing himself. You're still finding your feet yourself. Do you know what I mean? But it's like, the disrespect comes when you feel like I'm a walkthrough. Because however you have your own beliefs. I can be anyone. Yeah, I believe in myself. That's cool. But when someone is that, you have to keep it real that, oh, my man is that and I feel like it'll be a challenge for me. But he's basically making it seem like, feet up, lean back. That's job done. Nah, bro. Yeah, bro. You're gonna get fucked up for real,
bro. Like, you gotta remember. Remember when I saw him at the Prem event?
Which one?
When I saw him at Jazz battled.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah. And I told him.
Oh yeah, you pulled him aside and let me know the rules, bro.
Like, yeah, I said to him, bro. I said, firstly, I hope you're good. You're all right. Yeah, I'm good, bro. I said, I hope you know RX is gonna beat you. He went, what? He said, you keep on sleeping, Chris. You keep sleeping. I said, bro, I'll be honest with you. You're gonna lose. Yeah. I said to him, you're gonna lose, bro. He's like, no. He kept on going back and forth. I said, bro, I hear it. I said, prove me wrong.
Yeah.
I said, prove me wrong, bro.
I feel like that's gonna be one of the biggest battles, especially because in the UK battle rap, a lot of man, I'm not saying, it's not a deliberate build up because it is what it is, but a lot of man are not making fights history. They're just fighting. Like, build it up. There's no need to do it. Just build that shit up. Build it up. Do you know what I mean? Like, make sure when it happens at the right time, it's now is the right time. Do you know what I mean? That's what brings the audience. Like, right now, anywhere, any flyer, you put me and Black T, a lot of people are like, I know the history behind this. I need to see it because I know the history.
Not
because he's good and he's good. I know the history. Mm-hmm. So
there needs to be extra bread put on that one.
Yeah, no, whatever facts. It is, like whatever it is. I'm you know when you've aimed somebody in the scope for time, and your fingers all numb because you're ready to just that's the stage I'm at now. And when I'm ready,
this is what we want to hear.
He's done. And I feel like a lot of people know what's going to happen, but because of the respect they have for him and he's been in the game longer, he's a likable guy. Outside of battle rap, they like him. They don't want to kind of
shit on him.
Yeah.
What's your view on his ability though?
That's what I'm saying. Black T has the ability to do damage. He has, but that's the difference between me and him. I see where he's a threat. He doesn't see me as a threat.
He doesn't even look for it, basically.
So that's the difference where I'm still giving my man the respect of, I wouldn't even just battle you if he was like shit, if I'm being real. I know what you can do. That's more reason why I want to battle you, if that makes sense.
When you watched the Pen Game battle with him and the girl, did you think, I've got this nigga to a T? No,
do you know what it is? I feel like I knew that before. Mm-hmm. Before, like when I saw Black T before that, I already put that in my head to say, yeah, this nigga's not. But when I watched him with the Pen Game thing, I just thought, yeah, he's not serious. But it didn't change my view on anything.
Because
I already decided your shit and I'm gonna kill you. So that just made it worse.
Definitely not.
It's whatever, man.
Makes loads of sense, to be fair. What's the level of where you think that battle should be at?
I think the highest possible. Whatever the UK see, like, one thing about me, nobody could tell me where to battle or how to make my own battles.
Mm-hmm.
If I book Black T and I say, yo, I've just booked us, I've just rented out a space, we're going to promote this and do it in that space, we're still going to have 100 people come up.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So no platform will stop us from doing it. But I feel like because we kind of agreed to do it on a certain platform, it has to be the biggest it can be. So if it's a stage with a lot of people, just as big as it can be,
I would
be
like to see that in a steel yard though.
Shake the room, jam the stage or something, just
shake the room.
I
feel like that deserves all eyes and ears, to be fair, because that's a battle but I feel like it's a grudge.
It's definitely a grudge, to be fair.
Different eras, there's so many variables.
Yeah, I got my grudge with Tech, but the one with Black T is a little different still.
I feel like with the one with you and Tech is that it comes with respect.
With
Black T is like, you respect me, it's still like, you're not levels and you think you're levels.
Facts, yeah. And the only thing I respect about Black T, the only thing I respect is his like his pen, like his ability, like what he can. Other than that, I have no respect for him. Like, I'm gonna be real. And you don't have to respect someone, but I'm saying, but he's probably the same, do you know what I mean? But I don't have any respect for Black T, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ.
Other than, yo, he's a good battler. That's it, you know what I mean?
Correct me if I'm wrong, when you talk about battlers that you respect highly, I felt like as if that respect was there for Slimbuck.
Slimbuck, the respect was there, 100%. I feel like, and that's my problem, I feel like when I don't like the person about, not don't like them, but when I'm like, oh yeah, I don't know my man or whatever, I feel like they get the best out of me. Mm-hmm. Whereas if it's with someone I know, I know no matter where this goes, it's not going to get past that stage because we respect each other, we're friends. Whereas, for example, with the Black T one, we built it to the point where I can't tell you what's going to happen. It's wherever he wants to go on the day is where I'm going to go. Like, does that make sense? It's like, if he wants to push me,
yeah,
then obviously it's that. Like, wherever you want to go, I will go. Whereas with Slimbuck, I know that we both spoke on the phone. We've been, so there's always going to be that line of, hey, we're not going to go there because we're cool.
Yeah.
Whereas with certain battlers like Black T, I couldn't tell you where it's going to go. Wherever he wants to go, I'm willing to match it.
That's a bad boy battle though, you know, to be fair. I don't know if you saw us when we briefly spoke about it, when we gave our feedback on it. Bro, I think that Slimbuck battle was one of the coldest.
Classic. Yeah. No, that was a battle.
Wasn't he said, bro, Africa, if I say F you twice, he won't know what to do with his hands. I said, Jesus Lord. I said, jeez Louise.
Yeah, it's crazy. How you an African boy but won't use your hands if I say your hands you twice?
Is it K-Milli in the car?
K-Milli in the building.
Come through.
K-Milli in the building. He's moving shy in that. He's got a battle this weekend. He's locked in. Shout out to K-Milli
every single time. Hey, but yeah, but this with the Slimbuck battle, I genuinely do feel like as if that was that respect that was there. But what I liked more about that battle was that it was a genuine fight.
Yeah, you feel me?
Of where you could tell, okay,
facts.
I know what you could do with your pen, but listen, brother.
I'm trying to. Yeah.
I feel like you didn't like. You know what? Yeah, I know you didn't even know my man, but that eye battle one, Jesus Christ, man.
Oh yeah, over in New York. Yeah, crazy. Bro.
What was on your mind at that point when you went to eye battle?
What? When I was battling?
Yeah.
To be fair, I was just feeling I just got to kill this guy because I always thought it's a dangerous territory, though, man.
Yeah, this ain't.
This ain't Peckham Morley's, like, this is New York.
So it's Long Island, isn't it?
Yeah. So it's like across the thing that it's mad. So I don't fuck knows what could have happened. I could have went there and everyone's like, this guy thinks he's some, like, I could have got crickets.
It's not
my home. Like, you know what I mean? Man went there, done my thing, and then it's like, oh shit, they were fucking me, bro. Yeah, like, no matter, even if I went to Baghdad, bro, I'm still going to be me, like, still the Morley's kid. I'm still going to be me.
Nah, bro.
I'm definitely not doing that.
Facts. Someone's there, trust me.
I'm not doing that. Their reactions are something different. I don't even know if I can see it on camera. Their reactions is that thing and the whole place is that. Their reaction is something different out there.
Hey, listen, it's a sound
I'm
effect
used to my shirt grab. I'm not used to that thing yet.
Use that sound effect. If you know, you know.
Yeah, they might be overboard. Like. You know what I mean?
Oh, man.
It's crazy.
Yeah,
with
the eye battle experience, when you was there, was there a moment where you just looked around and you just thought, shit, is here in New York and they're proper rating my thing already, like,
yeah, no, facts. I think when I spoke to shout out to both from Danny Myers and Emerson Kennedy, that's when it was like, oh yeah, these men are really there, like, because they knew of me before I got there, but I didn't know they knew. So I met them now, they're like, oh yeah, I've seen a few of your clips, I've seen a few of your battles. So for me, that made me feel good still. It's like, oh yeah, shit, these men actually got, like, they watch my shit, or this wasn't just a UK battle, or who's this? Yeah. And then when they saw me do what I'd done on the day, it was all like, makes sense, type of thing. I just like, it's all about confirmation to people. It's like, you can say whatever you can say, but if you can't show it, or if you can't confirm it there and then, it's almost like, it's not 100%. You know what I mean? It's not 100%.
Anytime we have battlers on the pod, I always pick their brain in it. So like, you see the 9/11 bar?
Yeah.
You know it
fire.
Was gonna do what it did?
Yeah, 100.
You knew.
100%, bro. Yeah, 100. Because the reason why I knew, because that is more on the American side of a bar than the London.
Of course.
Because 9/11 didn't happen in London. That happened in America. Like, you know what I mean? So I knew that would relate to it a bit more. But yeah, I knew that.
That
I knew
was
that.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. And that was out the gate. And I was like, oh shit. Like, man, am I fucking with it like that?
Who was the easiest to write for?
Ooh, everyone I battled, the easiest to write for was, I think it was Whispers or Caveman. Probably Caveman. Like, a lot of people saw that. You had to have, like, the golden Willy Wonka ticket to be there because that footage is gone still. So whoever's in the building knows what I'm saying. Like, only certain people got the golden ticket for that one. But, yeah, that one or Whispers. I think Whispers was good because he gave me a lot to write about.
Yeah.
He's a knife bar king. All you do is knife, and anime. You gave me so much to write about. So I had a field day, But I knew he would have a crazy moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
What was his moment in that one?
The only moment he had was...
You have a Messi Barcelona bar or something?
Yeah, he had to put R on a shirt and make Team Rocket. But again, my name's not R. No one called me R. But it was a
I can still give him points.
It's like, you know them ones where you give points because you got the answer right, but your working out wasn't really, you're not getting extra marks when you're working out, but you got the answer right. We'll give you one mark.
Undo.
But not the two marks, because you're working. Yeah, it was one of them ones. It was one
sorry,
of them.
Sorry, you saw mentioning Whispers. The first bar that just came to mind was chest shot. He looks like he's dancing to I'm a Piano.
Oh, yeah.
That bar is cold.
Yeah. I remember that still.
That bar is so cold.
No, Whispers, shout out to Whispers. Whispers in general is cold.
Like, I wasn't a believer before, you know?
Bro, Whispers is.
I'll be real. I wasn't a believer before. Yeah. And it's only, I think it was, funny enough, it was the T-Top battle.
It was the T-Top battle. Oh, right.
It was a tech battle. Yeah, because it was a tech battle it shows you how much of a real guy I am as well, bro. Yeah. When I was there, I even said to him, you know, I wasn't a believer before. I have to actually apologize. My bad. I get it now.
Whispers, yeah. No, Whispers is, even we were talking about a 2-on-2 as well. Like, I don't He's know. Cold. Things, that would be crazy cold. As well, but like. Whispers are crazy, but I just
because
feel like
the
on
MK
that.
First, yeah, because see the MK.
Oh no, yeah, it has to be MK. Yeah. Like, there's so many people that have approached me for like 2-on-2s, but it's the respect. I got it. Only makes sense I do it with MK first.
Yeah, 100%.
It's impossible.
Like, you feel like some people try and just like, you know, want the 2-on-2 because it's that trying to pick your mind. So when it comes to okay, I've got a battle RX now, is that I know what to use against him.
I work people out. I might not tell them, but I can read through people, man. I know, like, when you hit me up with a certain message, I know exactly where this is going or what you're trying to get at. Some people was like their battle thing's done and he's making noise. All right, if I do a 2-on-2 with him, I'm back in the game.
I'm not
a clown, bro. Like, I do not, like, do you know what I mean? And then some people was like, I feel as though if I do a 2-on-2 with him, I would have to battle him. Ooh, that's my way out. So there's different, everyone has different techniques to it, man. Everyone has different, or some people might, I don't know, they just want a certain look. Maybe doing a 2-on-2 or I don't know, whatever.
Proper chess game though, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But what makes it so good is that nothing happens unless I say so.
That shit.
I can't speak for everyone else, but I can do whatever I want to do.
No one can't tell you nothing.
Don't worry. It's like you lot with this podcasting. No one can tell you lot what to speak about today. No one can walk through that door and be like, you lot speak about this today. You're looking at me like, bro.
Hey, they try, man. They try, bro.
They try, allow it, man.
You can try high, but you won't be able.
Imagine, they're telling you, hey, careful, don't sit there. I beg you, sit over there. I mean, what? I always sit there, bro. What do you mean?
You won't be able.
That would be a mad thing.
Too mad. Before we go further, because I want to even talk a bit about Gnome as well. But I want to ask you, in your opinion, in your perspective, who is the end goal for you, UK-wise? Is there an end goal?
I've never really thought of an end goal, but recently Gemini has been coming to my mind because I feel like it's a South and West London type of thing. Yeah. It's like he's not close to home, but it's like, that's a good battle that I want to see. And especially because I've watched like most of the people Gemini's come up against, they're not like me. I've always said it, like, no matter who you battle, you're always going to hear a new style. Because that person is that person. You're not going to hear that again, or you've never heard it. No matter if they're good or the shit, you've never heard what he's about to say. Mm-hmm. So if you can do that properly, you're good. And I feel like everyone's just scared of him, bro. If I'm being real, I feel like a lot of people like say Gemini and they're like, oh shit.
Do you know what I think it is? They're not scared. They show him too much respect.
Yeah.
They show him too much respect.
Yeah, it's a bit of both then.
I think they show him way too much respect.
Whereas me, now, I don't care about what you've done. I just want to know what you can do when you're standing in front of me and it's time to battle.
And that's not to say Gem ain't cold.
No, Gem's cold.
That's not even a discussion. That's Fendi. Gem is Gem.
That's a Fendi.
That's why he's probably my endgame, because of what he's done. Like, do you know what I mean? But yeah, it's not 100%. But
Even down to the amount of respect that I even see that them Prem lot have showed you as well, to a point of where they were trying to put the transfer window request in to move you from NLC to Prem.
Yeah,
I see it slowly happening.
I fuck with both, though. But I'm just like, yeah, showing love wherever, because like, if it makes sense, if the battle makes sense, money makes sense, then I don't see why I shouldn't come. Like, I'm not trying to start that, if that makes sense. If that's the case, I would have just started that from the beginning and stay where I am. But I'm everywhere. Like, I'm
Fendi fat.
Only one I ain't been on is Members. Don't Flop and Members.
Oh, yeah, Don't Flop
and Members. I was meant to be on Don't Flop for the tournament, but something came up. But Members and Don't Flop, the only two I ain't been on.
Yeah. So someone that hasn't been on Members that was meant to be.
I was meant to have Bandit Montana on there still. I was meant to have Bandit Montana on Members.
On the last card?
Yeah, on the last card. Yeah,
I was talking about Nobi, actually, to be fair. Yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
no, he's not battling again.
Still battle, bro. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, he's not. Nobi, you know
the reason why I mentioned it, because it was how greased these men said. He said, Nobi is not battling any event.
Wherever he battles on the flyer, we're not saying a word. We just go there. I should have said, round one on Nobi. Shum, what are you doing? Yeah, standing right in front of him. Standing right in front of him. So unless he's got like a secret underground battle or something, I don't know. But anywhere Nobi is on a flyer, we're standing right in front of him, like, bro, you still got homework to do over here.
Man, it's facts, though. I hear
it's because a lot of UK battle rap, they let that slide too much. Like,
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
leaving the kids. I'm leaving work. I'm leaving so much things to write for you. Remember that. All the way come to the venue, only for you not to tell me. Someone else tells me, hey, my man's not coming. Disrespect.
Last minute as well.
Yeah, come on, man.
The fact that you've probably been messaging my man and asking certain questions. Yeah, it's a bit of a funny one, man. Bit of a funny one.
Yeah, that's different.
Let's talk Gnome. Let's talk Gnome. Because I know for a fact you know your battle rap to a T, man.
Yeah.
We saw the announcements that have come out about Gnome. Funny enough, with Gnome, you mentioned it earlier on that it's not going to be a big stage.
No, it's like a quiet,
like an enclosed, like a volume type of feeling.
Yeah.
Pit circle.
It's a bit weird, but
it's a COVID feeling.
Yeah. I'm not gonna lie, I prefer that though. That's me though.
Yeah, agreed.
I prefer that.
Bro, since COVID.
What battles though?
Since COVID, what was the last good big stage event?
Since COVID.
Since we came out of lockdown.
I agree with you in that regard though, but there's some things that you get from big stage cards that you never get from a small room.
Like what?
You get
me?
There's a certain feel when a bar lands, bruv. It don't feel the same when it's in a small room. Definitely doesn't.
I get that, but when you look at the magnitude of the battlers that are booked on Gnome, Lux and Ramni.
Come on, bro.
That does not need a big stage, bro.
It don't need it. No, it doesn't. I don't mind where that happens.
Battle on that card would you say that needs a big stage or would do well on a big stage?
Would do well. Okay, run through the card because I know Swamp and Hustle just
Swamp and Hustle. Swamp and Hustle,
Jerry West and Tay Rock.
Mm-hmm. I wanted that on a big stage. 100.
I'm not mad at that.
100%.
T Top and Danny Myers.
Don't really care for that battle, to be honest.
Geechee and.
Nah. Damn, that's a fire battle. Yeah.
Geechee and Fonz.
That's a fire battle.
I wanted that on a big stage.
No, okay.
Do you prefer big stage battles? I feel like you do, bro.
Do you know what's mad? If I was to reel off my favorite battles, there probably would be better small room battles though.
Small rooms. I feel like, do you reckon big stage would like start getting played down though?
I think it already is.
I think so.
Do you know what I think it is? It's the crowds, bro. As much as it may seem biased, if they were to come over here and do a big stage event, I guarantee you'll see a complete different turnout, bro. Yeah. Them man there, I feel like they take it for
if you are real,
they take advantage. Yeah. I feel like they take advantage of it. You've got shit crowds, bro. There's some crowds that are there by default. You know how some big stage events where it ends up being either a strip club or something.
Yeah.
Man's eating wings and it's like, oh, they're doing rap battles here today. Yeah, oh yeah, let me pull through and see what I want.
Yeah.
Man don't even know what's happening.
I feel like big stage benefits the league owners or league more because obviously you get more people and you get more ticket sales. You know what I mean?
Whereas you can monetize off of
it more. You could still make, like, for example, I think that the perfect settings, like that nice settings was, one of them was T-Rex and Chess.
Yeah.
That restored the feeling, bro.
That feeling, yeah. You look at that battle and you'd be like, you should do it there all the time. Like, you should do that vibe all the time. Do you know what I mean? But then you also looked at some big stage battles. You're like, fucking hell, that went off. But
you see that Rex and Chess one? I think that worked because of who it was. 100%.
Yeah, because it was a New York type of.
Because what else did that card have? Because I think, was that the same card that Swamp and Arsenal were on?
No, that was the one before.
That was the one I was at.
Chess and Rex.
That was Mook and Twerk.
I think it was JRS DNA, no?
No, it was Mook Twerk.
Was it Rock and Av?
It was.
Yes, Mook Twerk.
It was Mook Twerk. It was Geechee and Cirrus Jones.
Yes, I remember it.
I wouldn't want that where
it was Hustle and Arsenal.
Hustle beat Arsenal, apparently.
Hustle Arsenal.
Yeah.
And then who else was it? Yeah, Rex and then it was Swamp and Lou Castro.
You know what I'm saying? That battle, Rex and Chess, is the only one for me. It makes sense where it was, bruv.
That's the only one that makes sense.
But now we know this is a small room card.
Yeah, it's a small room card, man.
I thought it was going to be fire.
What's the bottom of the card?
Bottom of the card, so far, the only one that was recently announced was Swamp and Miss Hustle.
It's a small room.
Do you not know who's other battles on the card?
Oh yeah.
I think we'll probably say it off camera, but I know as well. Them ones are fire. Obviously, we can't discuss it, but they're
I only know the one, the Gallum thing.
Yeah, I know that one.
Oh, is there one more after besides?
I think so. There's one more, but I don't know if it's happening. But I know
we'll talk about it. Yeah, we'll
but
talk about
that, it, yeah. that, for example, that
yeah,
that
the Gallum thing. I'm waiting for them to announce that. Yeah, that's
it's about time.
Yeah. It's about time. 100%.
You know that one's gonna go anyway, but
yeah, Fendi. Yeah, Swamp and Hustle. I've got Swamp. But I think this is going to be one of them.
Ooh, bro, Capo, you got Swamp.
I think this is going to be one of the mere battles.
Do you know what it is?
I've got Swamp as well, you know.
I've got Swamp
2-1. I feel like you lot are kind of saying that because he's currently in form.
Nah.
No?
Nah, because I've got Hustle winning the first round.
And I'm still going back shit. To what Casey did to Swamp, and he lost to a female, and he needs to get back, bro.
Yeah. That loss, I didn't expect you lot to say that. I'm not going to lie.
That loss set Swamp back, I think, a good year to do.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. Not only do I think Arsenal's going to win, I think Arsenal's going to fuck him up, bro.
Wait, who?
Arsenal and Swamp.
No. This is Swamp and Hustle.
Oh, Swamp and Hustle.
Yeah. Swamp and Hustle.
No, Hustle's gonna
what? Clip him?
I think so, bro.
I think Hustle writes down.
Why'd you say that, though?
Do you know what it is? Hustle's got that hunger now. Where she, I think she came off. She's coming off two wins. She's 30 chest, by the way.
Bad. She choked, bro.
And who was the other one she just first?
She choked, brother.
She had another battle, or was it just chest?
After the chest battle, she choked,
brother.
Oh, no,
she choked, brother.
Which one was she choked?
Against...
It was on.
Who did she choke against?
Battle Academy.
Against who was it against?
I forgot who it was against.
But she choked. She choked.
Some guy called Shank. Shank something. Yeah.
But I don't feel like Swamp has enough to beat Hustle. But it's yeah. I give it to Hustle.
I think it can get dark. It depends what bag Hustle's in. Because I was watching her and Eunice again the other day. Hustle was cold
in that battle.
That battle was fire, bro.
People sleep on that battle 100%.
That was fire. Yeah. I feel like that. Female talk of, oh yeah, top two, who's the best? I feel like her name is now in the conversation.
Yeah.
It's in the conversation. Not even because she won the belt, but her name is in the conversation.
Yeah, we can't
deny it. It's cold, man.
Probably, even, some people say top two.
Yeah. No, I do hear
some will say top two. I think we all got the same top one.
Yeah, of course.
The second is where it's a bit.
Yeah. When her name gets mentioned, you can look at it and say, you know what, fair enough, it's actually warranted. Yeah,
I would love to battle Hustle, bro.
That'd be cold.
I would love to battle Hustle.
Just off a quick one, literally just before we do round up, Danny Myers and T-Top, who have you guys got for that one?
I got Danny still. Yeah, I got Danny.
Should be a while. I think Danny will, but I think it'll be one of those battles where it's like he will win, but it'll be like
not enough.
Yeah, and what? If that makes sense.
Yeah, the battle holds no weight.
Yeah.
It
will hold no weight.
Yeah, facts. So then saying that, who needs to win more of Hustle and Swamp? Because they're both
Swamp needs it. Swamp definitely needs that.
You gotta remember, just briefly to talk about it, Swamp was at a point where when he came into URL, he was just 30 and man, back to back. His trajectory was crazy, and then he lost to Casey, and then it just all went.
Yeah. Might we add the
did
only?
Did you say he beat T-Rock?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did.
I just had to ask you that because there's someone else.
The man in the bay said otherwise.
Yeah, like,
the raccoon thing fucked him up.
Fucked him up. That's what I said.
Might we also say as well, the only person of that class that didn't have to battle were top tier and got 1 million views. That Swamp and Your Honor is on 1 million views on YouTube.
Is it on a mil now?
Or just shy. I think it's just shy. That's like crazy. 99 something.
Oh, shit.
But yeah, on the PG.
Oh shit!
And it's the same.
You know, that's when I first knew about Swamp.
Yeah, same.
Same.
I don't know if that was his first battle or not, but that's when I first knew.
Same. He had a PG before that he lost a few years before. I watched it.
Oh, right. Then also we got Tay Rock and Jerry West. My, that trailer is cold,
bro.
That trailer is cold.
You switch it up and do
rock
shit like that.
That trailer is so cold, bro.
He said rock, innit?
If you're betting against Tay Rock at this moment in time,
you're crazy.
I question you, bro.
Yeah. I've got Rock. I think he's the
He's the logo right now.
Yeah,
man,
Rock 2-1. I would say Jerry West wins around me.
Shout out to Jerry West,
where he uses a prop.
I'm not really a fan of Jerry West.
Do we guess what the prop's gonna be for this one? Do we do the Batman logo in somewhere?
I don't know what the fuck he's doing. He loses that round.
Steph hates Jerry West's
props. I swear,
he hates props.
The little props. Any props? What, do you hate props in general or just Jerry West?
I think
Jerry West must owe you money or something. But I do kind of get what you're saying. It's almost like not a cheat code, if that makes sense.
That man behind you wearing the same color hoodie so you can, it's just corny, bro. Mm. It's just corny, man.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Rock 2-1 anyway.
Geechee Fonz.
All right, now we've got a
small
problem.
Room.
Yes, more than.
Geechee Fons.
Fons 2-1 store.
Shit. Oh, shit.
I'm going Fons store.
I'm going to say Geechee 2-1, but it's not 100% for me.
I'm going to say Fons 2-1.
You wouldn't bet on it, though, would you?
No. I wouldn't. I know what Fons can do. I wouldn't say that. But
in a small room as well.
Yeah, I'll give Geechee, because Geechee's Geechee.
Yeah, I'm going to say Fons 2-1.
No one seems like Geechee. But Fons is dangerous, though. Fons is very dangerous. Very dangerous. But yeah, Geechee 2-1 for me still.
Last but not least,
do you have Geechee?
Oh, I've got Fons.
Oh, you've got Fons. Yeah, I've got Fons. I'm the only one on Geechee. We'll see when this battle happens. We're gonna, I'm gonna
hit
you
up. We're gonna talk.
100.
Last but not least, as well, before we do wrap up, Romney and Pops, man.
Is there any point
in love it?
I'm not gonna lie.
I'll bet on this one though. I'm just putting it out there.
On who to win?
On who? Lux.
Lux.
Bet.
Okay. Yeah, then we can't bet. Yeah, all in the same.
I might bet on Rum.
Yeah. I'm a fan of Rum, but I just feel like
Lux is another.
Yeah, yeah. Great. Who do you say?
I wouldn't expect you to say that, you know.
What, fan of Rum?
No, I thought you were going to pick Rum to win.
No. Lux. It's Lux. Yeah, it's Lux.
He's one of us, man.
But I know, facts. But I know who Rum is. I know what he can do. I'm a fan of Rum, but Lux is Lux.
Fendi. You're not doing that. Fendi. Listen, firstly, RX, thank you, man, for
I know,
for
thank you lot, down. Man. Like, real
make
shit,
sure
man.
Everyone rolls down this Sunday as well.
Yeah, for
the
real.
The I Am Battle Culture and the Rufus Link Up May is pending. 19th. We will make that happen 100%. Make sure you subscribe to
100%. Outside this Sunday.
Outside this Sunday. Get your tickets. Yep.
The Rufus.
As well. Shout out to Southside, the whole team. And yeah, man, subscribe. You already know the thing, man.
Love.